Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at a piece called From Prompts to Loops, The Next Evolution of Working with AI by Brett Allegray Wood.
And this one's going to land differently for business owners who've been using AI and thinking it's almost there, but not quite.
That's exactly the problem Brett's solving. Most of us started with prompts. Type the right words, get the right answer. We collected templates like recipes.
I remember that phase, sharing prompts around like they were secret ingredients.
Then we hit the limits. The model didn't know your business, your data, your tone, your last 6 months of decisions. So context engineering came along. You feed the AI your documents, your numbers, your rules.
And that was a real step up. Suddenly, it could answer from inside your business rather than from the open internet.
That's when AI really starts to augment the team. When it knows your customers and your rules, Brett says it's worth 10 agents that don't.
So we had context. Why did the output still miss?
Because we loaded everything the agent needed to know, then stayed fuzzy about what we actually wanted. We told it about the business. We never told it precisely where we wanted to end up.
We hoped it would fill in the gap.
Exactly. And it did, with its best guess, which is almost never your guess.
So what's Brett's distinction here?
He's not talking about the journey or the steps. He's talking about the intent, the destination. The agent can find the road. It cannot guess where you want it to go.
Right. So what is the loop exactly?
A loop is the agent working, checking its own output against the goal, going again until it actually achieves the outcome. Not until it produces something, until it produces the thing you asked for.
A judgment moves into the work itself.
Exactly. The old way was one prompt, one output. You read it, you judge it, you accept it, or start again. The loop way has the agent drafting, checking against your stated outcome, finding the gap, fixing it, going again.
What does that look like practically for someone who hasn't set this up?
Brett gives it in three steps. First, write your outcome in a single sentence, clear enough that someone outside your business could look at the finished work and say, with no argument, whether it's done.
That's deceptively hard to do.
He says if you can't write that sentence, that's the real problem, and it was never the AI.
Fair point.
Step two, connect the context. Pull the documents, the data, the rules into one place the agent can reach. He says most disappointing AI output is a context problem wearing an intelligence costume.
I like that. People blame the AI when they haven't given it what it needs.
Step three, let the agent work the journey out. Don't script the steps. Don't hover. Set it looping and let it find the route to the destination you defined.
So you stop coaching the how completely?
Completely. He's quite firm on it. The more you script the how, the more you box the agent into your blind spots. What you keep and hold with both hands are the what and the why.
There's something in here that goes beyond AI, isn't there?
Brett makes that connection himself. He used to run personal development seminars. The formula he taught, get crystal clear on the outcome, line up the resources, take action, and keep adjusting until you arrive. Never tell people the exact steps. Make them obsess over the destination and trust themselves to find the way.
So a loop is just good goal setting, with an AI doing the adjusting.
That's it. And he puts a number on it. He says AI is about 80% the same wisdom that has always been true. 15% process and workflows, 5% magic. The magic, it's the headlines. The 80% is what gets you the result.
What's the one thing you take from this?
Pick one recurring task. Write its outcome in a sentence clear enough that someone else can judge whether it's done. Give the agent the context it needs and let it run. If you can't write that sentence, that's the work right there.
For me, it's the context point. Most of us are handing AI a task, but not the raw material. Sort that first.
The full article is at anabu.ai, well worth reading alongside this. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Good one to sit with this week.